Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Everyone has a life. We were all born with one. You've got yours and I've got mine. From the morning light till the day is done. It's my life. It's my life.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You might know Marcellus Hall as the frontman of the blues and country bands Railroad Jerk and White Hassle, or you might have seen his name scribbled beside his illustrations in The New Yorker, Time, The Wall Street Journal, and The Atlantic Monthly. For 20 years, Hall has made his name in art and music, as a songwriter by night and an illustrator by day. With his two bands on hiatus, he's recently begun performing and recording under his own name, and that's what brings him here today to play live in our studio. He's going to start us off with a song that seems to have an awful lot to do with the process of songwriting. It's called The First Line. Here's Marcellus Hall and band live on Soundcheck.
If I could just get the first line, the song would write itself. And if I could just get the second line, the rest would be downhill. And a magazine would ask me what the songs are about. I would say it's a mystery, they just come out. If I could throw you a lifeline, you could save yourself. If I could go with you sometime, you wouldn't be by yourself.
And you could kick the habit that is costing you a fortune and keeping you from making it and holding you for ransom.
They say she's well-read, and it's not just her looks. That's what they said. You can't judge a lover by her books. Oh, and if I could just let my guard down, I'd be more open to attack. We could go into the sunset with our own soundtrack. They say she's well read, and it's not just her looks. That's what they said. You can't judge a lover by her books. And if I could just get the first line, the song would write itself.
That is Marcellus Hall, live in our Soundcheck studio, singing, playing the guitar, with Damon Smith playing the bass, Matt Martin on keyboard, and Jimmy Ansorian playing the drums. The first line. So if you can just get that first line, the song will write. Is that how it happened?
I haven't been asked that question, but you know, every time I hear songwriters asked about writing songs, they often say that, and it's true with me as well.
Well, you know, what usually happens is, and very often on shows like this, you say to someone, what's that song about? And they're like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Just kind of, you know, I don't know.
This song is about that. I don't know.
So is it, after all these years, is it still the blank page still the scariest thing to stick in front of you?
Well, I have a process where I just scribble down things all the time in my back pocket, and it's not so much that fear of a blank page for me, but I try to stick with this sort of regimen of you know, strumming the guitar, looking at the words, and piecing things together.
Well, now, since you're an illustrator as well, I suppose that blank page could be doubly frightening. I mean, does that happen as well when you're wearing your other hat,
right,
as an illustrator?
No. I've been drawing since I was zero, you know, and it's really natural for me to draw.
So how do you juggle the two? I mean, is illustration your day job and this is your evening gig, the music?
I do describe it that way. I mean, illustration puts food on the table mostly, and but it's sort of a simultaneous existence for me to do both, and I don't see a huge discrepancy, although I haven't brought the two together so much professionally.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is whether you'd ever thought of maybe writing songs to a series of illustrations, mm-hmm, or animating, I mean, you know,
well, yeah,
do a music video, an illustrator.
That was my next answer. I was going to say, I actually am making drawings for animation right now for the song you just heard, for when it does come out, and that's the first marriage of the two, I think, for me, for... you know, with illustration.
Now, you went to RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design.
Yeah.
How did you go to that school and come out actually still drawing? Because it seems like everyone who comes out of that school forms a band.
Yeah, that's true. I did both. I don't know. I just kept drawing. I was determined to continue, and I set out to be an illustrator when I got here, and I also set out to start bands,
mm-hmm,
start a band.
When you entered the School of Design, were you already a musician by that point?
Actually, no. I loved music. I loved making tapes and singing and things like that, but I didn't know how to play an instrument. And when I got to RISD, I picked up the guitar and the harmonica, and I was sort of inspired by the art school atmosphere, which told me you can do whatever you want. And I took a performance art class and African drumming thing, you know, and just went for it. And that's, mm-hmm, what started me actually playing music.
There is this tradition going back to the band Talking Heads of, you know,
yeah,
kids going in thinking they're going to be artists and coming out and they've got a band, and often a very successful one. You've had a couple of them. But this is a project under your own name. Are the other two, or White Hassle, Railroad Jerk, are they basically off the shelf for the moment?
They're on the shelf.
On the shelf.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're on the back burner. No,
okay.
They're on the shelf, actually. Yeah.
All right. So the recording that you're working on, called The First Line, is due out this fall.
Yeah.
So we're getting kind of a sneak preview of some of the songs here. You want to do another one for us?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Okay, this is Don't Go?
Yeah.
All right, Marcellus Hall performing live in our soundcheck studio.
It all. I strapped it on my back and I hiked up the hill. I wore that metaphor all through the year too. You asked me what it's for, but I didn't hear you. Oh, don't go. The ground hit the plane, or the plane hit the ground. Either way you looked at it, we were going down. When my inner self spoke to me, I didn't listen. The rain lacquered sidewalk in the moonlight glistened. Oh, don't go. Lately, whenever we try to get intimate, she seems to have a hard time getting into it. I took the gravy train down to the shore, but the gravy boat left. It wasn't there anymore. Oh, don't go.
met a gypsy in the whirlwind of winter. Living in Poughkeepsie, you could hardly blame her. She knew that I knew that she knew much better. She wrote me an email, I wrote her a letter. Oh, doggone. I spoke the lingo to my friends at the border. They laughed and they choked, but not in that order. Exchanging glances with you on the subway, I like to think of this as some kind of gateway. Oh, don't go. You used the blue screen, it wasn't real. Your special effects are just part of the deal. I know you include me in all of your wishes, but nothing stacks up here except the dishes. Oh, don't go. Drifting unmoored from one lover to the next. You say it's about love, but I know it's about sex. I wouldn't want to be standing in your shoes. I want to know who ate all the cashews. Oh, don't go.
Don't Go is the name of the song, live in our studio from Marcellus Hall. His album called The First Line is due out in the fall. And he's here with the band performing for us this afternoon. You can also view samples of his work as an illustrator on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. And Marcellus, I have here a copy of Legends of the Infinite City, some of your drawings of New York. Do you draw on, I mean, pardon the pun, do you draw on the city in your songwriting as well? I mean, are some of the scenes that we have in this book of illustrations kind of brought to life in the songs?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't specifically try to...
I fell right into it, didn't I? Ask you. I basically asked you, so what's that song about?
Oh, the last song?
No. Going back to our first... after the first song, the song about what's a song about.
Right. I don't try to create drawings per se via a song, if that's what you mean.
No. I'm just, looking at, you have these kind of slices of life,
Right.
The street performance, the guys at the off-track betting parlor, gazing
right.
intently up at the odd screen and
yeah.
stuff. These. It seems like some of the songs are kind of similar, slice of life kind of things.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I was a big fan of Woody Guthrie and folk music and that kind of life on the street aspect of music. Also, people speaking on the street, snatches of conversation, always intrigue me, and I like to incorporate those kind of things into my lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Now The illustrations, you've done some covers for The New Yorker, I mentioned The Atlantic Monthly and Time Magazine and all the rest of that. When you're doing commercial illustration work, is there an analogy to be made to maybe doing music with a major label mm-hmm. or something where there's a producer kind of telling you, well, this should be like
right.
that and not the way you originally did it?
Right.
Is there kind of that give and take?
Yeah, there probably is. I never was on a major label. I was on Matador Records, and we were allowed a lot of freedom. So, you know, it was a little different. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, I get a lot of freedom too as an illustrator with some of these publications. Yeah.
So is it a different form of expression, you know, songwriting?
Yes and no. A lot of people ask me, like, how can you do these two different things? It seems schizophrenic or something. But for me, it's not. A lot of times I mention that, for example, when I'm doing a drawing, I deal with composition, texture, rhythm, harmony. And it's the same things that I deal with when I write a song. And I think of them in the same way. Looking at a piece of paper and looking at the 3-minute length of a song, for example, I would consider the same things.
So there are kind of formal concerns,
yeah.
There are content concerns, mm-hmm. in a kind of a meta way that you see similarities.
Yep.
We're speaking with Marcellus Hall, who's also performing for us here in the studio. There is another song that maybe we can squeeze in here. It's called Wishing My Heart Was Stone. Mm-hmm. Once again, here's Marcellus Hall.
I just got to put the harmonica on.
All right, just strap on the harmonica once again. Again, the album is called The First Line. It's due out tentatively slated for October. We'll see what happens. But Marcellus Hall and the band here in our soundcheck studio.
Searched for my name, the listing said unknown. I miss you already, it's only been 1 week, and I'm wishing that my heart was stone. I dove in the water where the moon's reflection shone. The ripples reached the shoreline where you and I once stood, and now I'm wishing my heart was stone. I wandered through a forest with a story of my own. Came to the tree where we carved our destiny, and I'm wishing my heart was stone. Half as long to grieve what is gone, and now I'm wishing my heart was stone. The leaves began falling where seeds were once sown. I know you reap what you sow, and that my heart was stone. Oh, carry me home.
The song is called Wishing My Heart Was Stone. Marcellus Hall, live in our soundcheck studio. Marcellus, to you and the band, thanks so much for being with us today. That's going to do it for today's soundcheck. Tomorrow, it's a collision of cultures as a festival in California brings together the worlds of yoga and rock. And live music from Erlyn Wallen, a Belize-born composer and songwriter who became the first black woman to have a piece played at the Proms in London. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Dawood Tyler Amin. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Emily Levitt. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.
The first email came in April one day, signed from a fan.